AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
And we are live at SB Talk Sports. Sean Webb is in the building. It's the morning of Saturday. You see, you got the crust in my eyes. But everybody, time of the week, NFL picks of the week, or the better way to say it, let the intro man tell you.
SB and Sean, NFL picks of the week.
All right, Sean, SB, Sean, NFL picks of the week. What we got? How we doing this week, Sean?
Hey, obviously got up to a good start Thursday night with Washington at Green Bay, but we got 15 games to pick this week, SB. And we are starting off with the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals 3.5-point favorites.
For me, for this game, even – I still don't expect nothing from the Cincinnati Bengals defense. But if this was a game where they could sneak off and say, hey, we're okay defensively, this could be a game because we still have the question marks about Trevor Lawrence. Even though I know BT is good, they got Travis Hunter on the offense. I think this is the one game Cincinnati could sneak off and look okay defensively. But on the opposite side, this is a golden opportunity for the Jacksonville Jaguars, mainly Trevor Lawrence, to show, hey, I am the guy y'all believe I am, because if any defense you could possibly put up 30 to 40 points on, this is the game to do it. But I don't trust Trevor Lawrence enough to do it, and I think what's really going to happen is he's going to try to get caught in a shootout moment with Joe Burrow. Now, the Jaguars defense is significantly better than the Bengals defense, obviously, but they ain't saying too much or nothing to be better than the Bengals defense. If the Jaguars was to win this game, Trevor Lawrence won't be the guy to do it. It'll be the Jaguars defense. But I don't trust Trevor Lawrence or the Jaguars at this point in time. I need to see more for them. So I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals. I trust their offense more, at least, to put up enough points against the Jaguars. So I'm taking the Bengals.
Yeah, I actually think it's going to be a very close game, SB. As you mentioned, you know, Cincinnati's defense is not the easiest to trust. You know, obviously Jacksonville coming off of a win last week at home against Carolina, a very unique game because there was a break in the game because of weather. So their, you know, game went longer than possible, normal, excuse me. But for me, this game, you know, comes down to, you know, can Jacksonville's offense create enough explosive plays against that Cincinnati defense? I don't know if they can, to be honest. You know, to me, this is a game ripe for Cincinnati to win at home. I think it's a close game, but I'm going to take Cincinnati at home by 4.
Okay, I like that. What's next up on the list?
Next game on the list. New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas minus 5.5 in this game.
Dallas minus 5? Okay. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I took that wrong way. I expect this game to actually be closer to what a lot of people think, especially with Cowboys, because I think this young Giants defense could actually probably do something to Dak. But it's just the other side of the ball for me with the Giants. I don't expect nothing from Russell Wilson. at all. And if this was the game that I would want to laugh for upset to happen, Sean, it would probably be this. Dallas losing to the New York Giants at home, especially after trading Michael Parsons. And I mean, their season will be in disarray. Cowboys fans will go crazy. But I feel like the Giants offense is going to sell this game for the New York Giants. I got the Cowboys, unfortunately, winning at home. But I don't expect too much from this game.
Yeah, this game, again, interesting matchup. Dallas coming off of a 10-day break because they opened the season on Thursday night last week. Giants, you know, coming off of a just an abysmal showing offensively in Washington last week. Mm-hmm. The key to this game for me is the Giants front. You know, can they get Dak off of his spots enough?
Yes.
Can they force, you know, the Cowboys into some mistakes? I don't think they're going to play flawless football, but I think the Cowboys will do enough to win this game. The Giants offense looked terrible last week. Yeah. It was really bad. The only offense that probably looked worse that was the Miami Dolphins. But, so I'm taking Dallas at home in this one with you as well. I think Dallas, obviously, you know, they play really solid football in Philly, you know, had a chance in that game, you know, but I think this one is no question for me. So I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by 6. Mm-hmm. Next game, LA Rams at the Tennessee Titans. Rams coming off of a close game against the Texans last week at home. Tennessee coming off of a very tough loss in Denver last week. The Rams are it's Rams -5.5.
Now with this one, I remember I told everybody last episode of the Picks of the Week that Cam Ward wasn't gonna look as good against that Broncos defense, but don't take too much slight to it. Expect a better showing in the second game. Now, don't get me wrong, the Rams defense is not no slouch either. But I expect a better showing from Cam Ward here, especially that'll be his home debut, because I think the first game was in Denver, as I recall, right?
Yeah.
So this will be his home debut. So I expect you to play a little bit better at home. The question only concerns me with the Rams, with the like trusting the Rams to actually get the job done. I want to take this. This is a game where I was like looking at it. I was like, I think the Titans could possibly sneak this off. But then I'm like, the Rams are pretty solid. So I'm just going with my first man. I want to pick the Titans so bad. I really do. But I'm going to go with my first man, my football man, and trust the Rams. I trust the Rams offense and defense more to be more consistent, I should say. But this game is definitely on upset watch for me. But I'm going to take the Rams.
Yeah. So, you know, last week, you know, I watched a good, basically most of the Titans game in Denver, you know, when Cam Ward wasn't pressure, he made some really good throws.
Yes, he did.
But Denver did have 6 sacks last week. Mm-hmm. And the Rams come in, they have, you know, arguably the best young defensive front in football, you know, with Jerry Verse and Braden Fisk and Kobe Turner and Byron Young. And they made life tough last week for that Texans offense.
Yes,
Stroud did not have a good game last week, but the Texans offense didn't have a good game last week. I'm going to expect a little more of the same. I think the key for this game for the Titans, their offense, you know, Cam get the ball, got to get the ball out of his hands. Are they going to get a little more quick action in that offense? You know, some you know, quick throws. Can they get the quick screen, wide receiver screen game going? And also, you know, the Titans to be in this game, they can't have any mistakes.
At least got too many. Not 6 sacks. They can't do that again.
Yeah. And, you know, they also had a fumble last week, you know, as well. So Tony Pollard had a fumble last week as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think you can beat the Rams with mistakes. This is a young team still trying to find its legs, obviously. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm going to take the Rams as well in Tennessee. But I do think it's a close game. I'm going to take the Rams by 3.
Yeah.
Next game, New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. The Miami is a 1.5-point favorite.
And they should actually be a higher favorite. I don't know what's going on in Miami. I'm going to say this, Sean. If the Dolphins, this game in particular, and I'm saying it this early, this game in particular show an awful showing like they did last week, it's time to clean house. Because to me, how I watched them this last game and how the offseason craziness has been going on, I don't think McDaniel got the. I don't think he got the locker room anymore. It looks chaotic. And also, I'm being honest. I think the Tua experiment is might be over with if we see a terrible showing. I don't know what happened with this Miami Dolphins. This went from one of the most explosive teams. Tyreek Hill looked like one of the best receivers. They was running crazy offensive schemes. Maybe it's because people finally got him on tape. I don't know. And then now with Vrabel running the Patriots, they're not going to be a pushover team no more. They're going to play with toughness. They're going to go out there and play hard. And I'm sorry, Sean, this Miami Dolphins team, once you punch them in the face, they fold every time. This is a very soft team. And I'm being lightly by saying that. But that's the truth about this Miami. If it look flashy, they running, look like track stars. Next thing you know, now their defense look, oh, now they making plays. They making tackles. But if that flashiness is not there and the game gets any bit of grittiness or you get a little mud on the game, the Dolphins look trash. I'm going to pick the Dolphins. This is probably my last time picking them this season because I just don't think the Patriots is there enough yet. I'm going to pick the Dolphins, but I'm telling you, Sean, if they look trash, they need to clean house. Everybody must go. You can use Tua for the rest of this year. Get your quarterback next year. It's time for a change in Miami. But I think the locker room is lost.
Yeah, I mean, last week, Patriots, you know, played a tough Raiders team at home. Mm-hmm. Lost. They got cut up through the air. Geno Smith put over 360 through the air on them. That offense did. Can Miami replicate any of that this week? That's going to be, I think, the big question.
Hope so.
you would think with
right.
You talk about Tua and Tyreek and mm-hmm. Jalen Waddle, but this Patriots defense is really, really solid.
Yes.
Outside of, you know, obviously, you know, the 360 that they had put on them last week in the air. Their offense, for me, Drake May, they've got to use his mobility. I think mm-hmm. they didn't really do a good job of that last week. I think they got to do a better job of using his mobility. You know, Josh McDaniels back as the offensive coordinator. Get him in some boot action. Use his ability to roll out and extend some plays and make some plays and let him use his legs a little bit. This game to me comes down to trust. And for me, and who do I trust more? I'm going to take the Patriots in this one.
I'm not even mad at that one.
Yeah, it's just because I trust them a little bit more. I trust Vrabel to make adjustments a little bit more than I do Mike McDaniel right now. So I'm going to take the Patriots in Miami by two.
If Miami sit, I think that's our first pick we disagree with, right?
So yes, far. Correct.
Watch Miami sit. I mean, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be so mad, bro.
Yeah.
What's next?
Next, San Francisco 49ers at the New Orleans Saints. Ooh, Niners are going to be without Brock Purdy and George Kittle. But despite that, the Niners are favorite by -3.5.
I'm going to say, Sean, I'm questioning picking your Saints. I'm really, really questioning. Because it's Mac Jones starting. No Kittle, no Purdy. It is in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about taking that chance. I've really been thinking about it. But for the Saints to win, and I'm being honest, the game probably have to be like a very low scoring game, and it comes down to the wire. If the Saints is gonna get any, well, I gotta relook at their schedule again, see if they got any like lower tier teams, or we gotta see how people play. But early in the season, if any game for them to sneak off, this is the game because of injuries. I I'm gonna go with the Saints at home. I don't trust Mac Jones running the offense. Or if this would be the game, Mac Jones finally found his way to get a job as a starter again. You know, this is his opportunity, but I can't see it happen. So I'm actually gonna pick your Saints, even though I know your Saints are trying to tank this year away. It's obvious that they're doing that on purpose, but I think they sneak one off.
Yeah, so, you know, Saints had a good showing last week against Arizona. Obviously, Arizona was able to pull it out. But, you know, this is an interesting game. Again, no Brock Purdy, no George Kittle. Kittle traditionally plays really well against the Saints. Has had some really big moments against the Saints. That said, this game, you know, the Niners defense did play really well up in Seattle last week, and I think they'll...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Carry that over on the road. Robert Saleh will have a game plan against that Saints offense. And mainly, to me, it comes down to, you know, Spencer Rattler. And again, you know, his ability to use his legs, you know, a little bit more. I know it's in New Orleans. I know it's at home. I think the Niners just will figure it out, and I'm going to take the Niners. I know you took my Saints. I'm going to take the Niners.
I'm shocked. I picked the Saints before you in the year picks of the week.
Well, as I announced to you last week, I'm breaking my rule this year about always picking the Saints. I will not do that this year. Just this year. Next year, we'll see where things are. But this year, I'm gonna go with more of a football, decision when it comes to picking the Saints. And I'm taking 49ers in New Orleans by 3.
Take a lot of risky picks here, but that's another one that I had. Once I seen all the injuries, I was like, okay, that might be an upset alert.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. The injuries will factor in. I just think the Niners will figure out a game plan. And again, you know, Kyle Shanahan usually does well with backup quarterbacks in terms of game planning around what they do well. He did that with Brock Purdy.
Got Brock Purdy paid. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, so I think it'll be much the same this week, in all honesty. And I don't know how true this is, but there was a rumor that during the 2021 draft, when the Niners traded up to 3, one of the reasons they traded up to 3 was because they were interested in Mac Jones. They were very interested in Mac Jones. So, you know. Exactly. So
what's next?
Next game, Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets.
We ain't got to take this long on this one.
Yeah. The Bills are 6.5-point favorite. The
Bills BTA. We can move on. Bills BTA. Is it gonna be that? And maybe with this is my, you know, parlay of the week, quarterback touchdowns. I mean Josh Allen and Justin Fields. I can see both of them scoring touchdowns this game, but the Jets don't got a chance against the Bills. It don't.
So I'll just point something out. So the Bills have either won by 3 points or lost to the Jets in the last 3 trips to New Jersey. This time they're going and they're going to play against, you know, a rejuvenated offense with Justin Fields and Breece Hall on the ground. Last week, the Jets ran for 182 yards and 3 touchdowns in losing that Pittsburgh loss. The Bills gave up 238 rushing yards last week against Baltimore. The Bills defense is very concerning to me. They have some concerns.
I know not that. Yes.
Yeah, they have some concerns. They are not you know, what they've reputationally been.
Sound like you're picking the Jets.
And well, you know, I'm gonna say, again, I don't know if the Jets can replicate what they did last week, this week. And again, I think, you know, the Bills offense will play well, but I think the Jets defense will play better.
Yeah.
Because again, I don't expect Aaron Glenn's defenses to have 2 weeks like that where they struggle, particularly against, you know, covering the pass. I'm actually taking the Jets, yeah, in this one. This is my upset pick of the week. I'm taking the Jets at home in a close one. I'm going to take the Jets at home by two.
Ooh, okay. We got to circle that game. That's the game I'm going to be paying attention to. Okay. It's another BTA game on this schedule I got, too. But they did it to themselves.
We're coming up on that one in a second. Mm-hmm. Next game. Seattle Seahawks at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers 3.5-point favorite.
The DK Metcalf revenge game. I'm going to say the one thing. I'm really questioning the Seahawks with this new look regime. I have a lot of still got a lot of concerns. But I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to play how he did this last game, like 4 touchdowns. I think this is his first game at home because the first game was away, right? So it's the first game in Pittsburgh. I think that's really going to play the main bit of the factor. I know everybody expecting like the DK Metcalf game. I do expect DK to possibly get a touchdown in this game. Aaron Rodgers would be known to try to do that, especially with something else going on where he'll try to get the guy his TD. You know, DK will probably want it against his own former team. But the main factor, I think, is the Steelers' defense is going to make it hell, living hell for the Seahawks' offense, especially at home back in Pittsburgh. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this game, the defense getting the job done, and Sam Darnold might not look as good this week in this game. So the Steelers' defense for the win for me. I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm, you know, again, I don't know if to your point, I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers will replicate what he did last week, and I'm not sure he has to necessarily.
No.
I just think, you know, again, my concern would be, again, the Steelers, can they, you know, play better run defense than they did last week? I think they will. Again, I don't expect to have, you know, a 4-touchdown Aaron Rodgers every week. And again, I think, you know, the Seahawks will play tough. I think they'll play tough defensively, but I don't know if it'll be enough in Pittsburgh. I'm taking the Steelers at home by 4.
Yes, sir. Steel curtain.
Next game. I think this is the game you were talking about, SB. Cleveland Brown at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are 11.5-point favorite.
Should be 20.5 because – I expected, especially this is in Baltimore, the Ravens to win. Just to win is going to be a nice, easy win, beat the Browns. And I know usually division rivals games are usually hard for either side because the team that see you a lot. The way the Browns have been talking, Sean, this is going to be a wicked blowout. A wicked. And I'm not saying that the Browns defense is just that much, but they can probably make plays. The offense is not gonna be a chance in here. They talking that they can tackle Derrick Henry. They talking about the Ravens secondary, and is only really one person that's really a concern at the moment, and that's Jaire Alexander. But when it comes to the secondary, besides that, every else around is like pretty solid or elite. But to talk like they just got a trash secondary is abysmal to me. And to talk trash like it's easy to tackle Derrick Henry is insane to me. And you also act like you don't got number 8 over there that you got to see too. And you got to see 0 on the other end and Hamilton on the other end. I don't know why his number from my head went blank. Sean, this is possibly going to be a 20-plus point blowout. I would have the Ravens just winning by double digits, but with the amount of talking that the Cleveland Browns are doing, I will not be shocked if the Ravens win by 20. But but Dan's out of 10 is just gonna be a double digit victory because they just talking too much. Like y'all are not in the position. I get it. You wanna win, but how they're talking, they're talking like they're a championship contender team. You're not that at all. You're not at all. But we'll see how it goes. But I got the Ravens with the BTA, Sean. BTA.
Yeah, obviously everybody's gonna be talking about, you know, what happened on Sunday Night Football last week with the Ravens and losing the 15-point four-quarter lead in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But this is absolutely – they're going to be focused this week. They're going to come in, and they're going to look for 60 minutes to just annihilate somebody that week. This week it's the Browns. Mm-hmm. I thought the Browns played really well defensively last week in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. They did a good job against Ja'Marr Chase and really, you know, limiting the explosives from that Cincinnati offense. Their offense, they can't run the football. And, you know, again, Joe Flacco is Joe Flacco at this point. And while the Ravens know him well, you know, this is, you know, Joe Flacco. And, you know, and again, there's no way I could realistically even think the Browns have a chance in this game. I'm taking the Ravens by 15.
By 15, yep. What's next?
Next game we have. This is an interesting game to me, but not a key matchup, but Denver Broncos at the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. Broncos are 1.5-point favorites.
The Broncos are 1.5-point favorites. Mm. This is going to be a very interesting game, but I actually think it's going to be more entertaining than a lot of people think. It's just, and I hate picking them, but it's their defense. Bro, the Broncos' defense is so good, and it's hard to pick against them, Sean. People don't understand, bro. And it hurts my soul because this is a division rival. But I got real recognized, bro. This defense is something nice. And if they was to ever make it as far as Sean Payton alluded to at the beginning of the season, it will be on the defensive side of the ball. I got the Broncos winning just because of their defense. I do think they're going to make Daniel Jones, even though he did look solid, okay. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it got a little bit more credit because it was just Dave Jones. But he was all right for me, thank you, first game. But I do think the Broncos are going to make it very hard for that Colts offense. And if I'm breaking it down from a defense to a defense perspective, that's what's going to decide the winning factor, unless the Broncos offense just turnovers the ball a lot and the Colts defense just excel. I'm taking the Broncos, and I do think this is going to be a defensive game. I don't expect too much craziness from Bo or Daniel Jones. This is going to be a very defensive impact game. I'm taking the Broncos. I don't want to, but I'm trying to win the picks of the week. I already had two risky picks. I ain't taking no Bo.
Yeah, this one thing I will point out, you know, Denver was 8-0 last year against the spread when favored. Mm-hmm. And they are favored in this game as well. So, just on the strength of that, I'm likely to take them. Mm-hmm. I think the Colts obviously showed last week they will probably be better than many of us believe. Mm-hmm. But I do think they do come back down to earth this week against that Denver defense. Mm-hmm. You know, the matchup I'm watching in this game in particular is obviously that Denver offense against this Colts defense. Colts defense, you know, had Miami's offense looking really, really bad. Some of that was on Miami, but I want to give credit to the Colts defense and the way they play as well. This one for me is Denver, but on the strength of their defense. I think Bo Nix will struggle in this game as well. But I think Denver's defense will be good enough to carry them, to lift them. So I'm going to take Denver on the road by 2.
All right. I think we got one more regular game. It's key games, right?
got two more.
Okay.
All right. Next game, Carolina Panthers at the Arizona Cardinals.
This it's so crazy. Ever since the thing happened to Bryce Young, it seemed like it's a good vibe to cheer for the Panthers. But I think in this situation, I think Arizona and at home will be a little bit too much. I think this is where a game where you see Kyler Murray actually shows his value of why he won't need to stay. Because if he don't, you know. But I do want to say this Carolina Panthers team is not going to be no pushover on both sides of the ball. This young team is improving on both sides of the ball. And I hopefully you want to, that their future is going to be bright. But I just think right now at this moment, I got the Cardinals winning this one at home. But I think this game will be a close game too.
I didn't mention the spread. Arizona's -6.5 in this game. Yeah, so they're the favorites. I'm with you, SB. I'm taking Arizona. I told you last week, I'm saying it again. Arizona is my sleeper team in the NFC. I think they are a playoff team in the NFC this year. Mm-hmm. They, you know, obviously, you know, played really solid last week on the road in New Orleans. Kyler Murray was under the weather. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he's going to be better this week. But did a great job of finding Marvin Harrison last week. And again, they did enough to win in New Orleans. I think this week they come out playing dominant fashion.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I think Carolina's offense will look a little bit better this week. Tet McMillan showed last week why he was a top 10 pick, why he was, you know, largely considered the best receiver in the draft. I know Travis Hunter plays both ways, but just pure receiver. A lot of people were very high on Tet McMillan. He showed that last week. Yeah. And again, Arizona at home, I think they're ready to go 2-0. They're ready to put the league on notice that they are, albeit against, you know, some lesser quality opponents the first 2 weeks. They want to show the league that they're real. So I'm taking them at home as well, and I'm taking them at home by 7.
Yeah, this the gimme game technically, but scheduling is the gimme game.
Last game before the key matchups, Sunday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota 3.5-point favorite.
So obviously, if any game that was played last week that I watched closely, you already know it's the Chargers and the Bears game. So I watched the Bears game, and I want to say this. What I noticed when it comes to football, Sean, I'm going to say this. If you win and in the end of the game, you look good and you win, people forget about everything else. Because the Vikings did win and the win was impressive. But for everybody to just talk like JJ was just destroying the Bears, that was not true. He started off slow, made a bad play, figured it out. The Vikings made great adjustments in the second half, and it just clicked. The defense put them guys in a position to for JJ to do his job. But the main thing, the main ingredient, the component is that Minnesota's Vikings defense. But the adjustments that they make is outstanding. For me, I am going to take the Vikings again for the win this week. Do I expect JJ to be a superhero ever again? No, but I do expect the Vikings defense to do what they do well. But what JJ did show me that if the goings get tough, he didn't have that rookie moment, brain fog. I made a mistake. He came out there, forgot about it, made a play. So that's a solid start for the young kid. And for me, I can see them winning this game because of their defense. So I'm going to take the Vikings this week.
Yeah, obviously the Falcons coming off of a tough loss last week. Mm-hmm. Lost, you know, they moved the ball really well last week against the Buccaneers. I think they had 368 total yards in offense, 350 or 360 yards in offense against the Bucs last year. I want to say Michael Penix Jr. is a much more decisive thrower of the football than Caleb Williams. He's going to find the advantages, and he's going to take advantage of the Vikings defense. So if the Vikings think they can come in with the same game plan, and I don't think they will, but if they think they're going to come in with the same game plan against that Caleb Williams, and again, that offense, Chicago offense, was very multiple, a lot of movement, things of that nature. This Falcons offense is legit, and it starts with Penix and Bijan Robinson. But obviously, Drake London will be playing, Darnell Mooney will be back, playing. Obviously, Kyle Pitts, they're going to be in for some tough work Sunday night. And I thought Atlanta's defense actually played really solid, really well. Had a couple of chances, at takeaways. I think they got to get a takeaway this week to give themselves a chance. I think they will. Because, while people are talking about how J.J. McCarthy played in the fourth quarter in Chicago, and you got to give him credit for that, the first three quarters, he looked like a guy who hadn't played in the NFL. And obviously, this is his de facto rookie season. I'm taking Atlanta on the road in this one. I think the Falcons, again, not happy about how last week's game ended. I'm taking the Falcons in Minnesota by 4.
I'm leaning toward more than Mikey Diva. Also, JJ, you gotta get what's the name that ball. You got Just Jefferson. Jetta's your safety now. You gotta get that man that ball.
Right. Yeah. And think about too, and again, that was struggling last week without Jalen Johnson. And the Bears, had some issues in the secondary in terms of health. AJ Terrell is out there. Watch out for Xavier Watts, the rookie safety with Atlanta. I watched some film on him last week or earlier this week. He showed some flashes of, man, this guy probably should have gone higher in the draft. And again, he's playing with arguably one of the best safeties in the league, and Jesse Bates, the third. The Falcons were moving. They were using him. He was moving him. He was reading, and he was seeing, and he was getting there. And he got close on a couple plays last week. I think that continues this week, so I'm taking the Falcons in Minnesota.
All right, is that time, John?
It's that time.
Key games of the week, the main matchups. How many key games we got, Sean, and where are we going first?
We have four key matchups this week. First key matchup starts in the NFC North. Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Detroit -6.5 in this one.
Now, if any game Ben Johnson wants to establish himself, I think this will be this game. But also the other problems on the other end, who knows your offense better than the head coach that's at the other side of the game? Ben Johnson returned to Detroit game. I'm definitely going to see this game either going to go two ways, Sean. It's going to be high power, high scoring, or it's going to be low. But I'm thinking with this being Ben Johnson, I think it's going to be a half-scoring game. I'm going to take the Bears in this game. I'm going to go to Bears. I think Ben Johnson, this is where he established himself, because this could make or break him depending on how bad they look, because obviously he's just as a start. I'm not saying he's going to lose his job, but this is where I feel like he make or break his footing to get in the door. The last game was pretty close against the Vikings at home. You lost at home, but end up losing it at the end because the Bears keep showing flashes. But the problem is we don't want to see flashes. Caleb Williams and their offense looked outstanding the first half. I'll give them the whole first half. The first couple drives, it was outstanding. But the same problem that we've been seeing with the Bears is getting the job done. Yeah, I know the injuries on defense, but guys should be back. Now, on the Lions side, it's just pretty much how is the defense going to play, especially when knowing the other side of the guys, pretty much the offense. But also Ben Johnson knows the type of defense that they pretty much kind of run. So I'm going to take the Bears in this one. I think Ben Johnson established himself and put his foot in the right direction to get these Bears off to the next level. But the main thing I'm going to be watching for is not the start. It's just how the Bears are going to finish for me.
Yeah, last time Chicago Bears played in Detroit, it was on Thanksgiving last year. Mm-hmm. That actually ended up being a closer game than I think many people thought. Mm-hmm. And then
that's the game that got what's name fired, right?
Essentially, yes, because he mismanaged some things mm-hmm. in that game. But you know, anytime you're playing a division opponent, as you know, SB, nobody knows you better than your divisional opponent. Mm-hmm. And then you factor in what you mentioned, Ben Johnson coming from the Lions, knows that Lions team really well. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you know, the Lions coming off of just a tough game last week in Green Bay. I think they got to rebound at home. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams know right now with what Green Bay is doing in the division, you do not want to go down two mm-hmm. games in the division with Green Bay and, you know, already there. You know, obviously Detroit's already played Green Bay. The Bears have not. I think this is a close game,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to take Detroit at home. I just think Detroit will figure some things out offensively. Again, I thought defensively they played solid last week. They weren't great. They played solid. Mm-hmm. I think they played better defensively this week. But to me, this comes down to, you know, offensively, mm-hmm. can they first get the ground game going? You know, mm-hmm. let's not get too cute. Let's get, you know, Sonic and Knuckles going. And mm-hmm. second thing, can you get back to your play action game when Jared Goff is at his best? Mm-hmm. Last week, they weren't able really to do that. Get back to the play action game this week. I think they do. I'm taking Detroit at home by four.
Detroit at home by four. Okay.
Next key matchup, Super Bowl rematch.
Ooh-wee.
Late Sunday afternoon game. Philadelphia Eagles at the Kansas City Chiefs. Eagles are -1.5 in this one.
Be real, that's just out of respect for Mahomes. That's literally Andy Reid. But the spread should be a little bit higher when it comes to Portsmouth. They is at home. So when the Chiefs at home, they always got a chance, and I'm going to be honest. But when I seen who the Chiefs, because obviously it was last week, my Chargers played the Chiefs. We put BTA, but the Chiefs end up still getting it together, almost making a comeback. When I seen this game, Sean, the first thing that on schedule, the first thing I thought about is something you told me or text me when we was talking about it. It was like, I'm not going to lie, SB, the Chargers are doing a lot of things that the Eagles did against the Chiefs, and it's still working. It's the same thing is going to happen with the Eagles, because let's be real, the Eagles are more talented than my Chargers. So now with that Eagles defense, they're literally going to come do the same thing again. Now, is the Chiefs going to be awake for this game? 100%. They circled this game. This is a Super Bowl rematch. You want to show that, hey, you know, we are contending. I can't see that happening. Justin Herbert looked it outstanding against that Chiefs defense, and I expect the same thing from Jalen Hurts. But then also, you're looking at the other side of the Eagles defense. I think they're going to make it very hard for Patrick Mahomes and that offensive line. And I'm taking the Eagles. Will it be a closer game? Maybe. I feel like you always going to have that in the air when it comes to it's a chance of a close game because of Patrick Mahomes. But besides that, I'm not. I'm taking the Eagles.
Obviously, this is a Super Bowl rematch, but mm-hmm. these are two very different teams from the Super Bowl, particularly the Eagles defensively, and mm-hmm. I would say the Chiefs offensively. I think the Chiefs' offensive line is better than it was in the Super Bowl. Obviously,
so far.
And the Eagles, you know, on Thursday Night Football, they really didn't. Now, the asterisk is obviously Jalen Carter being kicked out mm-hmm. before the game started. I'm going to put that as a part of this mm-hmm. evaluation. They didn't really get a lot of pressure on Dak. You know, it wasn't a vaunted, you know, Eagles pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, they played mostly solid on the back end, even though Adoree Jackson was clearly targeted by the Cowboys. Are the Chiefs going to do the same thing this week? Are they going to go after Adoree Jackson? I like to think they are. But the injuries to the Chiefs receivers concern me. No Xavier Worthy. Obviously, Rashee Rice is out with the suspension. I just don't know if they will threaten the Eagles enough with big plays down the field. And then for Philly, you know, it comes down to Chiefs. Every time Jalen Hurts plays the Chiefs, and generally we're talking about the two Super Bowls, he plays very well all the time. And he played a very, 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 very good game on Thursday Night Football. The numbers won't say that because it wasn't a numbers game, but it was in terms of his decisiveness of the, you know, winning the run, winning the throw. You know, again, he was incredibly accurate with the football on Thursday night to open the season. I kind of expect, you know, Spagnuolo to try to throw some different things at him. Don't know if it'll be enough. I'm with you. I'm taking the Eagles on the road in this one, but I do think it's a close game. I'm going to take the Eagles by three.
Eagles by three. I like it.
Next key matchup. First of the Monday night doubleheader. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Houston Texans. Houston are 2.5-point favorites.
This was last year, I should definitely say. Last year we did. These are two teams that I was very, very high on. It was hard for me to pick against the Buccaneers or the Texans last year. But this season, and my main biggest concern is this Texas offense and this Texas offensive line. The defense, the preparation of the team from the head coach and how they run, I'm never concerned about that. But the problem that I'm seeing is the offensive line, C.J. Stroud, and I'm a little highly concerned. Now, with the Buccaneers side, and the Texans are at home, so I expect the defense to really play. And that would be my main question. How can you make the offensive job harder from the Texans? But the main ingredient, can you protect C.J. Stroud, or can they get something going on offense? And at this point in time, I don't think so, Sean. I got the Buccaneers coming in, winning at home. Bucky Irvin coming to Texas and winning the dub in a close battle, the early Monday game. So I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Yeah, this is one of those weird games to me to pick because I thought to start week one, both offenses were very one-dimensional. Neither one ran the football at all. But obviously the Buccaneers were in a better position with their weapons outside to be one-dimensional. And if they are one-dimensional this week, this is where I would tend to lean towards the Texans because of their defense, because of Derek Stingley Jr. and that secondary, Kamari Lassiter. Like, I expect them to, you know, really be you know, ready to jump on some of those balls coming out from Baker Mayfield. But to your point, the big questions about Houston's ability to protect C.J. Stroud. I'm not ready to jump off the C.J. Stroud train yet. I know some people are because of because of, you know, I think, again, their big thing is, I want to see this offense when everybody's healthy, when they get Joe Mixon back, when obviously, you know, they get Dell back, the young receivers they have, the young rookies they have at receiver, along with Nico Collins, they're going to have to make some plays this week. And again, if you go back and you watch what that Falcons offense did against this Bucs defense, there's going to be some opportunities there. You got to be decisive. You got to get the ball out and you got to make plays. I think the Texans will figure it out this week at home. They do not want to go down 0-2 in their division, even though we know their division isn't great. They need to get back on the shot. So I'm going to take Houston at home. I'm going to take Houston at home by two.
All right. One more key game.
Another divisional matchup. Second part of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. Los Angeles Chargers at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chargers are -3.5 in this one.
So, Sean, first thing first, I got two things to say, actually. But one is the one I always say. It's always F the Raiders. Okay, now we can digress and get into it. Two, this game starts at 9 o'clock, my time. This is, I get it. They trying to change time for the West Coast and all that. But I mean, if you on Eastern time, this game gonna start at 10 o'clock. No, they got to change that. They got to change. That is really ridiculous. I'm gonna be up and watching it, but I'm just saying like they can't do that all season. They can't do that all season because I think I was seeing the videos where I'm talking about this. Like if you on East Coast, the game might not end till like midnight, 1 o'clock, possibly. Ooh-wee, that's where I'm like, yeah, nah, that's wild. But, you know, I'm not going against my Chargers. We looked a great week one. I liked it, certain things we see that I've seen. I actually shocked that QJ caught the ball multiple times. But you definitely seeing the confidence growing in this young receiving core. I guess with Keenan Allen being back, having that vet in those guys' ears will be great. And then also the Chargers defense, we look pretty solid so far. When it comes to the Raiders, I'm going to be real with you. I don't like nothing about this team. I don't like the colors of the team. I don't like the logo. I don't like Pete Carroll right now. I don't like Geno Smith. But what I will say is, though, all jokes aside, the Raiders always found a way to play good against the Chargers because I will say they have the advantage. I always have a home field advantage with us. We go to Vegas and feel like it's an away game. We go to, which it is. Then we go to LA and play the Raiders and feel like it's an away game. Their defense plays a lot better. They make it hard for us every time we play this team. But I'm thinking it's a new day, new era, new head coach and Harbaugh. I got us beating the Raiders in a close battle. It will be a gritty close game. I think Pete Carroll will make it that. But I'm going to take it, especially if we get to a quarterback battle, I'm definitely taking Justin Herbert over Geno. But we have to play our game, play charge football. Don't get caught in the madness. Don't get caught in the noise. And start this season 2-0 and keep it going. So I'm taking the Chargers.
This is a very, very tough game for me to pick. Raiders.
You knew I was picking regardless.
Yeah, I knew who you were picking. No, this game is tough for me to pick for a couple reasons. One, you know, anytime a team comes back from playing overseas, and again, Chargers were in Brazil last week. You know, I always wonder about that travel schedule. And then not only are you coming back from overseas, you know, technically last week in Brazil was a home game for the Chargers. They're going on the road also this week. From that perspective, that scares me when it comes to picking the Chargers. That said, Brock Bowers injury has a knee injury. Not sure if he's going to play Monday night. Anything's possible given the extra day, but it's a very difficult, you know, thing to see him playing Monday night. This game comes down to, just for me, the coaching matchup. Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh. They have not coached against each other in 10 years. These were guys who coached against each other for a long time, going back to, you know, USC, Stanford, and obviously Seattle and San Francisco. There's no love lost between the two.
No, it's not.
I expect the Raiders to come out at home and to play, you know, a very inspired game. Chargers did look really good last week, but as you mentioned earlier, Kansas City still had a chance late in that game, you know, to pull it out. Tough game for me to pick. I'm gonna take the Raiders at home by one. I just think it's gonna be a close game either way. But yeah, I'm gonna take the Raiders at home by one. I think the Chargers secondary will play really well against Geno.
Yeah.
This will come down to, you know, the Raiders' ability to run the football and stay a little more balanced this week, because last week they weren't balanced in terms of, you know, your rushing yards and passing yards. So I'm going to take the Raiders at home by one.
Raiders at home by one. Okay. Oh, wait. The Raiders. Oh, man. I hate playing them. The week feel different when we play them. It feel different when we play them. I'm not going to lie. But that has been our picks of the week. Comment down below what you got, what picks you got. Also, do a little same parlay time with SB. I do TDs more than anything. I really don't get to yards, but my TD watch list goes as follows. I got Justin Fields, Josh Allen, touchdown watch. I also have Jamir Chase, touchdown watch against the Jaguars. He gonna get a one. Derrick Henry, touchdown watch. Saquon Barkley, touchdown watch. Yeah, any other ones, those are risky, but those are the ones I'm looking at, like, I can guarantee see a touchdown from those five players. But that has been SB and Sean NFL Picks of the Week. Make sure you guys comment down below. Make sure you guys like. Make sure you guys share. Make sure you guys subscribe. And make sure you tune in on Monday. You know we always live Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. It's been SB, Sean Webb, and we are out of here, Sean. Peace out, guys.